Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KMOX News Time is 8:22. Well, they've created quite a stir in the neighborhoods around Tower Grove Park. A band marching down the mostly empty streets, entertaining stir-crazy neighbors. Sounds like fun. Debbie Monterey catches up with the founding members, Benjamin Cosberg and Dominique Burton.
Do you have an inkling of how much joy you guys brought to the neighborhood last weekend?
Kind of got a pretty big idea of how much they enjoyed it. You know, after every set we'd play, you just hear a round of applause. And, you know, you could tell not only just by their reactions, but their replies on social media. You know, it was amazing.
Well, I tweeted out the video of you guys walking down my block, and it's probably the most viral thing I have ever tweeted.
Yeah, it's been a lovely response. We just wanted to reach out to the people here nearby, and I guess we did that just on a larger scale. Yeah.
Okay, so questions that people have asked is, do you have a name of your group?
Yes, so our group is officially named the Red and Black Brass Band. You can follow us on any social media, Facebook, Red and Black Brass Band page. On Twitter, we're Red and Black BB, all one word. And on Instagram, we are Red and Black Brass Band, all one word.
All right, the other question, 99% of the people were cheering you on, and then the 1% said they don't look like they're socially distancing themselves.
So Dominique and I were roommates, and I'd say that the guys that we were playing with, these were people that we were seeing right up until the quarantines were happening. So we were being as conscious as we could be. We were also trying to avoid cars, so there were a couple moments where we were kind of scrunched together, and people were calling us out on it. We've definitely talked about it. We're gonna, you know, keep a better distance, but
do a better job,
but. But yeah, we were being pretty conscious most of the time. I think there were just a couple moments that people were getting upset at us by.
All right, and a couple of people said, can we Venmo? Can we Cash App? Are you taking payment?
This morning, we actually just set up a Cash App, so it's just the full name, Red and Black Brass Band, all one word.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what are you hearing from other neighborhoods in the city or around the region? Because I think some people might be a little jealous that Tower Grove South and the park get you all to ourselves.
Well, I think one thing we just have to understand is this is where we live. So this is kind of why we kind of started it off here. But we will be venturing out to a city near you, maybe. You never know.
Yeah. So if anyone who's kind of who's in their neighborhood or is like maybe part of a community group, or they can reach out to us and kind of let us know the lay of the land. And we might be able to accommodate. But yeah, we started here because, yeah, this is where the two of us live, about a half mile away from here. So.
I kind of likened you guys going down the street to, it's sort of the adult version of the ice cream man, because everybody immediately was out on their porches.
That is a clever way of putting it, the adult version of the ice cream man. But
it was a unique opportunity. So the couple days leading up to it, just going for walks and just noticing, even on a weekday or a weekend, just noticing how empty everything is. And then coming up with the idea that, yeah, we could walk down the middle of the street and play, and then not only would we be able to do the thing that we cared about, but we'd also be safe from everyone. There aren't too many people who are able to say that we're not far enough away from the people we're playing for.
Now, is it true that you guys just started doing this because you were just bored and wanted to get out?
Yeah.
Yeah, essentially.
That's the truth of it. What
got us out of the apartment was just the stir craziness of it and just the being bored part.
Yeah. You know, it's one of the things that brings us all together. Music. Benjamin Kosberg and Dominique Burton of the Red and Black Brass Band. Very nice, Debbie. Coming soon to a neighborhood near you.
Maybe. If you're lucky. They were highly entertaining.
That's awesome.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.